Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Oh, you know what the funny thing was? So I got these new bed sheets from Comfort Linens that Melissa told me about, and it's specific for Parkinson's. And I had I put them on my bed, and I was like, "Oh, this is so cool!" And like it's on my side, the silky part is on my side of the bed, and Derek has like a regular part. And I was able to meet with the founder and CEO, Nancy McGovern, and I was telling her about the sheets, and I was like, "It's so cool that it's like just on my side." And she's like, "Ooh, you put them on wrong." So that's what we're here to talk about today. Is Comfort Linens, which are sheets specifically for people with Parkinson's.
And what makes them specifically for Parkinson's?
Well, that's what Nancy will then tell us.
Welcome to The Secret Life of Parkinson's, a podcast created by people living with Parkinson's to help break the stigma of a disease no one likes to talk about. Now, here are your hosts, Jessica Krauser and Brian Baker.
So, Nancy, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate that you're able to come on. We'll definitely have a link, show a picture and things like that of what the sheets look like. But can you just talk us through, like, what, why are these sheets good for Parkinson's or with anybody who has a disability that it hinders them from easily getting in and out of the bed?
Mm-hmm. Well, you've hit a couple of nails right on the head there. Some people do refer to these sheets as sheets for people with Parkinson's, and that's mainly because they've been such a big hit mm-hmm. for people with Parkinson's. I would say 80 to 90% of our customer base are actually people with Parkinson's. But when I started out on this project, it wasn't specifically for people with Parkinson's. Mm-hmm. It was really for anybody who had difficulty moving in bed. And of course, having my experience and background as a physiotherapist, what do physios do? It's all about movement. And when I was, I guess, 10 years out of retirement, I became very involved in finding solutions to the difficult task of helping a person move in bed. Because our nurses were getting injured moving dependent patients in bed. And so through a project for hospitals, we came up with a pretty good solution. And we were successful in reducing nurses' injury rates and the frequency of injuries associated with moving people in bed. But what always stayed with me was the patients who were on these sheets for worker safety, who would say, "Hey, I need these sheets for home because I can move myself. I don't have to call or wait for someone to come and move me." But do they come in a queen size sheet or a king size sheet for our beds at home? And the answer was no. And the manufacturer wasn't really interested in going to do home care. They're a huge company for institutional healthcare. But they said, "Nancy, someday if you want to do this, we'll help you along." And so because of my work in healthcare, I was acutely aware of this issue being a big problem and how much people suffer when they're in bed and they can't move. The drastic consequence, of course, is if you're really unable to move for a prolonged period, bad things like pressure sores can happen, and that should be a never event. So I believe that by enabling people to move more naturally and more comfortably, we can avoid those kind of problems, but more importantly, to have their independence back mm-hmm. and ability to move in bed is really big. So though the two of you are still quite mobile, I would suspect that moving in bed at nighttime when dopamine levels are lower, meds are lower, there can be some rigidity. The advantage of our product, which is basically what you wear to bed and what and the sheet that you lie on, I've been able to design it so that when one fabric, say the pajama garment, the sleep garment moves on the sheet, there's virtually no friction. And without that friction, it's so smooth and easy to move that the advantages and the benefits mm-hmm. that are coming out, and these are customers telling me this, that, oh, I'm waking up on my side. I never used to wake up on my side before. Or when I wake up in the morning, I'm not nearly as stiff and sore in my joints and my muscles as I was when I laid in one position all night. Mm-hmm. So back to your question. No, I didn't design this specifically and only for people with Parkinson's. Uh-huh. It's just that when the Parkinson's community became aware of it, word spread quite nicely. And it's often described as a game changer or a life-changing product. That is not just a product. It really does help improve a person's quality yeah. of life.
And I can totally attest to that because I got the sheets, I think about 2 months ago, and I actually got the pajamas as well. Because it's not that I know a lot of people have, like, I talked to some people at the gym that they actually physically get stuck, you know, in their, in a position or in their bed, like that they physically can't move at all. Mine's, I'm not like that, but I always had issues with like tossing and turning. So when we wake up, you know, multiple times a night, which mostly everybody with Parkinson's does, you know, I don't know why 1, 3, and 5 are like the magic numbers to wake up in the middle of the night. But if I wake up and it's like, and then I'm trying to like turn over and I just, things just get stuck. Like my leg gets stuck or like my whatever. And so now with these sheets, like I have been sleeping better, and this is the only thing that I've changed in my regimen. And so it's like, just because I can easily move and flip and like switch around.
So is that, I guess that's my question. Is it just the fabric? Is that the...
It's not just the fabric. It's how I've designed the two fabrics, the sleep garment and the sheet, how I've designed them to function together. That is non-traditional. Therefore, we get the movement because I've designed it so that the garment more or less floats over this panel in the sheet. So if you were to try a regular satin sheet, it's not designed to function with our garments. Where Jessica initially had her sheet on sideways, it would kind of act in that regard. She would get some help, especially in an up and down direction, but it's the turning action, the lateral action, that really leads to easier movement. And if I could just comment on your better sleep and the fact that you've used the term tossing and turning. Mm-hmm. That's just an open door for me. I love being able to talk about tossing and turning. So, you know, it's a common phrase. Oh, I had a bad sleep last night. I tossed and turned all night. Well, when we think about why do we actually toss, the verb to toss, like you toss a salad, it's like mm-hmm. a light upward movement. When a person is fully healthy, yes, you can kind of launch yourself up to turn, yeah. to toss, to turn the bed. You're having to toss because you have to raise to clear the friction. And of course, to raise, you have to work against gravity. Mm-hmm. So there's this little forceful, quick movement to get you over onto your side. But when there are conditions such as Parkinson's or someone who's had a stroke or they're weak from a condition, any other kind of conditions, when it's physically impossible to launch yourself into this toss and turn action, then you're forever trying to struggle and kind of inch around on the bed. And
that's the
story. So the tossing and turning with our product that virtually eliminates the friction, you don't have to fight against gravity. You don't have to raise your hips. You don't have to lift your head off the pillow. You simply just kind of turn or spin into a new position, kind of like you're in a body of water.
Yeah.
You know, when you're on your back and you can just turn because the water on your body, there's an amount of friction. There's always friction with movement, but it's minimal. And so you feel so free to move.
You are absolutely right. And I'm glad you explained it that way, because I couldn't understand like why, you know, why am I sleeping better, I guess. And it's because like when I would wake up in the middle of the night and I toss and turn, there were times that I like literally sat up and I'd have to like adjust and then I'd lay back down. So I was constantly, like you said, lifting up your hips. Like I'd have to lift or do something. And now I don't. I like, it's like a little, I go in like a circle, like, just roll around.
Spin on the spot.
Yeah. And that, that's the difference. That's the change.
Yes. Something to try, Jessica. When you're lying down with your comfort linen set on, I want you to try turning in bed without lifting your head from the pillow.
Okay.
Okay. And with a little practice, a little thinking, I'm sure that you'll be able to do that.
Yeah.
Conversely, if you were on, you know, your couch or, you know, regular linen on a bed, try turning without lifting your head and you'll find that it's impossible.
Mm.
So people with sore necks and it's hard to lift, it's hard for them to turn. And people resort to lying in one position all night long. And that must be, it can be so frustrating and uncomfortable and a lot of pain and stiffness the next day.
Yeah.
But, you know, you comment about how you, you know, it takes a lot of work to kind of sort out your clothes and so on. I've learned so much from the people who use my product. And one of the things that startled me, and yet it wasn't all that surprising, is how many people struggle to get clear out of bed. Sometimes it takes 15 minutes, 20 minutes. This is what people tell us. And they get out simply to sort out their clothing. And then they crawl on their hands and knees to get far enough over onto the bed and then collapse onto the side that they want to lie on.
Wow.
So I think, Brian, I'm going to address something to you, because you're a guy. And there are gals as well, but I think a lot of guys give up wearing pajamas like years ago, maybe when they first left home or, you know, go to university, you've got your own dorm room, you just sleep in the nude, because garments actually do hinder movement in bed. So even when a person's healthy, the drag of garments, the twisting, the riding up, the bunching is such an aggravation. So it's like, oh, let's get rid of these and sleep in the nude. And that's halfway to a solution. It is easier, but the friction of skin on your sheet is still considerably higher than with our sleep garment fabric on our sheet. Then friction is minimized to what I will call an optimal level. There's just no binding. So sleeping nude, partial solution. But if, say if that's your case, and you don't have to share that personal
information. I don't want to know if you sleep naked.
I don't. I don't.
Don't disclose that.
Yeah.
But a lot of people do.
Yeah.
And I'll have many wives say they're going to order the product. Well, my husband says he won't wear pajamas. And I'll go, well, then he's not going to get the full benefit of what my system can do. So how about this? I'll suggest, please consider ordering the pajamas and the sheet. Let your husband try it sleeping in his birthday suit as he likes. And then the next night, get him to put on just the shirt and see how he gets along. And then try just the shorts. And then try both the shirt and the shorts, which the more coverage of the body with our sleepwear, at least shirt and shorts. You don't have to have long pants, but as long as the trunk and the mm-hmm. hips are covered, that makes the movement so much easier.
It's amazing that we have to treat you men like children. Do right. one step at a time so that we can really show you that this works.
Yeah, well, you know.
But you're so right. Well,
It does take some convincing when mm-hmm. people have established habits. Mm-hmm. And if it's been years, no, I'm not wearing pajamas, because all they can remember is how uncomfortable mm-hmm. they were. Okay. Or maybe it's going to add to the heat. You know, I'm too warm already at night. I have night sweats and so on. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to be sure that you understand that the fabric that we use in our sleepwear is very much like the performance fabrics of athletic wear. Mm-hmm. It's moisture wicking, fast drying, and breathable. So we've tried to make them as comfortable as possible. And I describe our sleepwear as, it's like having a second skin on you. Mm-hmm. Garments move with you as you change position in bed.
I'll have to pay attention to it tonight, because I guess I didn't even consider the night sweat aspect, because I sweat almost every night, and I still don't know if it's Parkinson's related or
that's gross
perimenopause. Like, I'm still too young for that though. But it's like I sweat like almost every night, but I don't think I ever sweat in those pajamas that I got from you, which makes sense, you know, because I guess I don't sweat every night. I sweat probably at least 3 times a week, but I probably don't sweat in those pajamas because it's the how you designed it.
May I comment on on this this issue? Because I get called a fair number of times about, how is this going to affect my night sweats? Am I going to sweat more wearing these things? And of course, everyone is so different that mm-hmm. I never give yes or no answer. But having spoken to people who let me know how it goes for them, this is what I've concluded. When you struggle to get out of bed, there's a certain amount of heat that the body builds up simply from the stress, the effort, the exertion when it's hard. So that contributes to heat. Of course, with Parkinson's, it's known, you know, the thermostat, the temperature control can be off for some mm-hmm. people. So knowing that you can move with greater ease, you don't have to have that, oh, I'm dreading going to bed tonight because it's going to be so hard for me every time I have to get up to go to the bathroom. There's a relaxation, I think, a mental relief that comes with the confidence of knowing it's not going to be a struggle to mm-hmm. get out of bed. So I think that also contributes to better temperature control. And also, because you can change position with greater ease and more frequency, mm-hmm. that it allows the heat that has built up from, say, lying on your back for maybe an hour. But if you're changing position quite regularly, that heat doesn't build up as much mm-hmm. and it's given a chance to dissipate more.
Okay.
So my question, are people falling out of bed more often?
No. You'll notice when you see the sheet, Brian, that the panel that allows for the low friction movement, mm-hmm. it is flanked on each side okay. by a higher friction fabric, about a 6-inch.
So it literally, so the silk part, I'll call it silk, but it's the fabric in the middle. It's like a square, or not, it doesn't even, it's not like a full square, like in the middle, but it has like, it's more of the, from the top to like
right.
probably where your knees go. And then okay. it has friction, like, I guess, material on the sides, on the outskirts of that. So it, you can get that stopping.
Yeah. I can see myself sliding right out of bed.
I know. Do you have issues and that's with moving around?
Yes and no.
Why yes and no?
Well, I didn't have until my son talked me into putting this pillow top cushioner on my bed. Uh-huh. Now, my bed was firm before, so when I pushed down, didn't get the resistance.
Okay.
Now, mm-hmm. when I pushed down, I got like a 2-inch foam thing that pushed down to the. Yeah, so I didn't have, but somehow I created some issues for myself.
Okay. May I comment on that? You've understood the issue very well there, Brian. Your son had such good intentions of helping you be more comfortable by suggesting this topper. But certainly some toppers, typically memory foam, and I'm not trying to bash memory foam, I'm just trying to give you information that you sink into it, mm-hmm. okay? The body sinks in. And a lot of the marketing aspect of memory foam mattresses is you don't have to move all night because our foam supports your whole body. And that's how I think people are attracted to it. But as a physiotherapist, my belief is the body wants movement. The body needs movement throughout the night. And so if it's difficult to overcome, I would return to your firmer mattress where there is a base. When you go to push, it's a positive support and you're able to maneuver yourself more easily. The other thing with memory foam or any kind of foam where you sink in, think about how much more of your body surface area is in contact with the foam. Mm-hmm. So that's going to increase the amount of friction that you need to overcome in order to change your position. So when I get asked about what's the best bed for people with Parkinson's, generally I'll say something that's comfortable and something that's got enough firmness that it allows you to move. But I've also had a lot of people say, yeah, I spent like $8,000 or $15,000 on a new mattress. Didn't really help me that much when it came to moving.
Yeah.
Until I got your sheets on the bed. Then I could move. So, the best combination I'd say is comfort linen.
Yeah.
On a comfortable, supportive, semi-firm mattress.
And pajamas. And pajamas. No nakedness. I feel like you and wanted to say something.
No. I'm good.
I felt like you had an inappropriate comment.
I did,
coming.
But I can't remember what I was on.
That's probably a good thing.
A lot of people ask me, well, can I just get the sheet? And I'll say, well, yeah, you can just get the sheet. But without our pajamas, the results won't be optimal. Mm-hmm. So if you have your favorite cotton nightie or your favorite flannel boxer shorts, Brian, mm-hmm. those materials will not work as effectively as the material that I've chosen very carefully mm-hmm. for our sleep garments. And that's why I designed it as a two-part system. And, you know, really, whenever we think about friction, we have to think about both surfaces that are interacting.
You're based in Canada, correct?
Correct.
So do people to order? I know I just ordered online through your website. Is your website the only location that people can order comfort linens, or is it available on Amazon or anywhere else?
No, it's simply on our website,
okay.
Jessica.
All right.
It's our website.
Well, we will definitely have that available as a link for people to look into. Do you ship anywhere, or can you only ship US and Canada?
We ship globally.
Oh, great. Okay, good. Because we have a global mm-hmm. audience. So,
yes. We've sent to Australia, to Cyprus, the UK, Italy.
Good. Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
We actually
are getting around.
Good. That's awesome. That's great. So, awesome. Any questions for you left?
I don't. I've learned a lot today.
You're going to get your sheets?
I'm going to have to get some sheets.
Yeah, I know. I have a group of friends. My young onset group, and I've told them, I'm like, you guys, you have to get it. I know it's like, you know, it's expensive, but they're sheets and that's what you sleep in every single night. So why not
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
help yourself?
When you really think about a third of our lives we spend in our bed.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You think about getting a new mattress, it's a big investment.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Some people will say, yeah, comfort linen is an investment, but you know, with Parkinson's, exercise is so important. Mm-hmm. And when you get a good sleep, you're more able to participate in mm-hmm. all the things that you need to do to stay as well as possible.
Yeah.
And sleep is at the basis of that.
Absolutely.
And if I could just wrap up with one last comment about...
You're going to do the last 30 seconds. You do it.
When you're moving with ease, your brain doesn't have to come wide awake. And so I think that's why people using my product are experiencing better sleep. It doesn't take the effort and to move. And so the brain just stays kind of suppressed and sleepy, and you get more continuous sleep, which does help a person feel better.
Couldn't have said any better.
I know. That's perfect. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I'm so glad that I don't even know how Melissa found your site, but she's been sharing it with the people at our gym, I don't know, probably for the past like 6 months even or more. And that's how I got, that's how I bought your linens. And so I'm so glad that we got to connect and you got to share your information. And hopefully everybody out there can take a look at your, at the sheets and buy them. I mean, trust me, I use it. I love it. Make you do it too. So I appreciate all the education that you provided too, because I didn't know a lot of that stuff. I just know it was working. But having that insight.
It took me about 30 years to collate all this information. So
well, I appreciate the 30 years of the experience coming out onto us. So thank you so much for joining us. And we'll see you all next time. Thank you.
Well, thank you for having me.
The Secret Life of Parkinson's is produced by Melissa Carlson and Steve Brandenburg. To contact us, email info@thesecretlifeofpd.org. The Secret Life of Parkinson's is not responsible or liable for any medical advice, diagnosis, course of treatment, or any other information obtained through this podcast. The information provided by The Secret Life of Parkinson's is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you heard on this podcast. You are encouraged to consult a physician for a definitive diagnosis.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.